Joining us now on the Carolina Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Cole Doherty of the Cameron Boys. Cameron was in their own tournament this week. They were in, it's a six-team tournament. They were in the same pool as two very good basketball teams, Smithville and Maryville, and then they played Higginsville tonight. Came up on the short end against Higginsville. Coach, thanks for joining us. Talk a little bit about your games earlier in the week. Who played well for Cameron? What did you feel you got out of those games?
You know, it's good when you play teams that are pretty skilled and they're pretty talented. It's only going to make us better for the future. You know, really for us, we were pretty bad against Maryville. We just didn't play well together. And the next night we played Smithville. We were better. We were right there in the first half. We were down by 6-8. In the second half, they just kind of they hit a lot more shots. And then we get a ton of offensive rebounds. So it was a tough night for both of them. Nick Helmick led us in scoring both nights. You know, it's part of it. We're growing. We're learning. And then tonight, losing to Higginsville was kind of tough. You know, we didn't play very well to start. We had a good second, good fourth quarter. But again, offensive rebounds killed us, and their best player had 26. But again, you know, Nick Helmick had 29 tonight. He hit 5 threes. So he really led us. So that's kind of how our week went.
Yeah, and Higginsville, you know, they're if nothing else, they're consistent. Usually Coach Stoner's been doing it for a long time, and for your kids that maybe have not had a lot of success in the past, for them to, you know, play a good game against Higginsville, that was probably uplifting. Let's talk a little bit about last Saturday. You guys in the MEC, you had not won a conference game in quite a while. You come up with a big win over St. Joe LeBlanc. Talk a little bit about, you know, the feeling your kids had, what the kids did well. Probably a long time coming for that MEC win.
Yeah, it was real good. Our last conference win had came, I believe it was like January 30th, 2018, you know, so like almost 2 years. And it was good for our kids. They played very, very well, and they played well together. They executed down the stretch, you know. And the best part about it, I think, is we were balanced scoring, you know. Ian Riley had 10, 11. Nick Helmick was right there with 12. Ty Spear and Bryson Spear both had 7. And Ty Campbell had 6 or 7, you know. So we were balanced, we shared the ball well, and, you know, they did a great job playing together. And getting that experience playing those tight games like that, it's crucial for us, you know, with the lack of varsity experience that our guys have had in the past. And, you know, I was really proud of them for how they competed and played.
Well, when you can get that great ball movement and balance, it just makes your team tougher to guard rather than just focusing on one kid. So props to the Dragons for that win. I'm very happy for you guys, Coach. This week you guys return. You play a couple tough MEC teams, and then maybe you might go out of conference, you said, against Lone Jack. But you play St. Joe Benton, St. Joe Lafayette, two very storied programs, very good programs. What are you hoping to gain out of this week to move forward through the rest of the year?
Yeah, the biggest thing we want to do is see how our guys respond and bounce back after a tough loss tonight. And, you know, our guys, we talk about it all the time, we want to control our attitude and our effort. So, you know, next week's a big week for us to control those two things. And whether we're up 20, we're down 20, you know, it's a close game, whatever the circumstance is, we just want our guys to compete, you know, get a fire under them and just, no matter the score, just compete to the very end and just see what we can do. And, you know, maybe we can sneak up and surprise somebody.